This new series, Entering the Promised Land, is subtitled, How to Enjoy the Rest of Your Life. And this evening we'll talk about overcoming a key obstacle to enjoying life. Fear. If you're like most of us, you struggle with fear of the future. Lloyd Douglas said, if a man harbors any sort of fear, it percolates through all his thinking, damages his personality, makes him landlord to a ghost. Fear prevents many people from ever trying anything new. I've known those who are afraid to get married, afraid to take a new job, afraid to start a new business, afraid to start a new ministry. Even worse, and much worse, is the fear that causes many people to quit too soon. I've known people in business or people in ministry or people in relationships who at the first sign of trouble allow themselves to give in to fear and run from the situation. These are the people who show up for the battle, get a good look at the enemy, and decide it's too risky to try, and so they turn tail and they go home. Sometimes fear prevents us from starting what we should start. Other times it prevents us from finishing what we need to finish. Always it prevents us from maximizing the moment. This evening we'll talk about how to overcome this greatest of all obstacles to the life God wants for you. How do you overcome fear? You overcome it with courage. If you want to enter the promised land, if you want to begin enjoying the rest of your life, you need to develop courage. Just like rock, crisis, scissors, courage, crisis, fear. And that's because fear is a feeling. But courage is an attitude that leads to action. And how do you develop courage? We can learn about it in Joshua 1. There are three observations I want to make. First of all, I want you to see that courage is essential to any kind of leadership. Courage is essential to any kind of leadership. In verses 6 through 9, God speaks to Joshua about courage and about carrying out his mission. He begins by saying, be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. God's call on Joshua's life was to lead the Israelites out of the desert into the promised land. God's call on your life also involves moving in some aspect from point A to point B. God's call on your life involves some type of leadership. And the process of leading is always a point A to point B process. If your primary area of leadership is at home, then God is calling you to take your family from where they are now to where they need to be. Closer, more loving, more supportive of one another, more committed to one another. It's a point A to point B process. The same can be said for your areas of leadership at work or at church and every other part of your life. And if you're not in a position right now in which you are leading others, then God is calling you to start leading yourself from point A to point B, so that you can be where he needs you to be. In some aspect of your life, you are involved in a point A to point B process. If you're going to get where you need to be, you need to demonstrate courage along the way. Why do you need courage? Because there will be challenges to your leadership. Because there will be obstacles to overcome. Because there will be times when success doesn't seem possible. Because there will be days when turning back is the easiest thing to do. Because you don't really know what tomorrow will bring. Because you don't really know what the promised land looks like. Because leaders often feel like they're in this thing all alone. Because most of the people you know will adopt a wait-and-see attitude. Because failure always seems to be one bad decision away. When you get serious about moving forward in life, professionally, personally, relationally, spiritually, you'll find that fear the known as well as the unknown, is always willing to keep you company. It's never far away. If you want to be the leader God has called you to be, if you want to learn to enjoy the rest of your life, You have to decide now that you will choose courage over fear at every turn of the road. And that brings us to the second observation. Courage is a choice that you can make. Courage is a choice that you can make. Take a look at verses 6 through 9. Three different times God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous. For those who think courage is the same kind of emotional reaction as fear, that is just something you feel, then his words may seem impossible. But the fact is that we don't experience courage the same way that we experience fear. Fear is a feeling. Courage is an attitude that leads to action. And that's why God told Joshua to be strong and courageous, because courage is a choice that Joshua could make. It's not as if God told Joshua, be tall, or be left-handed, or be a Yankee. These are things a person can't control. You're either tall or left-handed or a Yankee, or you're not. But God told Joshua to be courageous because courage is a choice that you can make. It's not a feeling, it's an attitude. In the movie Proof of Life, Meg Ryan plays a woman whose husband is kidnapped and held for ransom in a South American country. Russell Crowe plays the hostage negotiator trying to save her husband's life. As he talks his way out of several bluffs and threats and ultimatums, he seems to have ice in his veins. Finally, when the talks fail, he and his colleagues take up arms and plan a military-type rescue. As Meg Ryan watches the team prepare to make the maneuver, she says to Crow, I've never seen you afraid before. He responds, yes, you have. His character understood the difference between fear and courage. Fear is a feeling. Courage is an attitude. War hero Eddie Rickenbacker said, courage is doing what you're afraid to do. There can be no courage unless you're scared. Ambrose Redmoon, the beatnik writer from the 60s, said something along the same lines. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. Fear is a feeling, but you don't have to act on your feelings. Courage is a choice. It's an attitude that leads to an action. This should be the driving force behind our decisions. And that brings me to the third observation. Courage must be nurtured. Courage must be nurtured. Fear comes to us naturally without effort on our part. It's an automatic emotional reaction. Courage, on the other hand, needs to be developed. Fear is a habit, but you can make a habit out of courage if you put your mind to it. God spoke to Joshua about how to be strong and courageous. Listen to what he said, verses 7 through 8. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Here are three ways that you can nurture courage. One, you nurture courage by following courageous examples. Moses was a leadership example for Joshua. God said to Joshua, do what you learned from Moses. Follow his teaching and follow his example. Though Joshua was his own man, his own leader, God reminded him from the beginning that he needed to hang on to the lessons he learned under the leadership of Moses. Do you know a few brave people whose examples you can follow? Have you seen how they react to challenges and setbacks? Have you noticed how they stand up to difficult situations? Learn from them. Learn to do what they do. When you find an example to follow, follow it. This is what Paul said to the church in Corinth. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. 1 Corinthians 4:16. Imitate me as I also imitate Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. And the writer of Hebrews wrote, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Hebrews 13:7. Look for examples to follow. Secondly, you nurture courage by getting into the word of God. God tells Joshua how to apply the word in his life. He tells him to do three things. He says, speak the word. Do not let this book of the law depart from you. Think the word. Meditate on it day and night. Do the word, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. He's telling Joshua to immerse himself in the word of God, to know it, to speak it, to think it, to live it. I can tell you this, the more of God's word you have hidden in your heart, the easier it is to walk courageously. David Wilkerson, who wrote The Cross and the Switchblade, tells a story about how he had the courage to face the town bully when he was a schoolboy. It came by quoting scripture. The verse was Zechariah 4:6. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Wilkerson had heard that the bully was after him, and when he approached him that day, David didn't know if he was about to get cussed or beaten. But the words of scripture gave him the courage to stand up in the face of danger. This event set a precedent in Wilkerson's life. He faced danger repeatedly as he ministered to the gangs of New York City, and it was the word of God that gave him the courage to move forward. Do you want the courage to face the unknown? Do you want the courage to leave the desert behind and enter to the promised land? There, the promised land that God has promised for you, has planned for you to have? Immerse yourself in God's word. Read it, know it, speak it, think it, do it. That's how you nurture courage. And thirdly, you nurture courage by putting your trust in God. God said to Joshua in verse 9, do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Remember last week we looked at the verse 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now just a few verses later, God repeats this promise to Joshua, I will be with you wherever you go. He says it again because he wants Joshua to remember, he wants the people of Israel to remember, and he wants you to remember, he is always with you. From the time you open your eyes in the morning till your head hits the pillow at night, God is right by your side. Everywhere you go, he's there. Do you know what that means? It means that nothing will happen that you and he can't handle together. It means that even in the battles, even in the difficulties, even in your darkest moments, God is beside you. Knowing that he is with you helps you nurture the courage that you need then to face the future. What are you afraid of? Tomorrow? Yesterday? The known? The unknown? Success? Failure? Criticism? Pain? Defeat? Disappointment? Fear is a natural reaction to difficult circumstances, but it doesn't have to hold you back. We all feel afraid now and then, but the good news is that you don't have to give in to fear. Mark Twain said that courage is the mastery of fear, not the absence of fear. Fear is just a feeling, but courage is an attitude that you can choose to have at any time. And I want you to remember, courage isn't optional. It's necessary for anyone who wants to experience the fullness of God's blessing in his life. Courage isn't automatic. It's a choice that you make. Courage doesn't come naturally. It must be nurtured through the Word of God. Fear can prevent you from entering God's place of rest. It can keep you stuck in the desert forever. Don't let it happen to you. Today, choose courage and keep moving forward into the place of promise God has planned for you.